Okay, we're holding in Siman Reish Nun, and we're in the middle of Sif Aleph. So last time we left off, and we learned Sif Katan Beis, so we ended off with a question that the Mishabura says that there's a mitzvah to be Tayyam Mikol Tavshel Be'erev Shabbos, Kedei L'sakna N'yofa, and then he brought a Shulchan Shalayma Da'atima B'Shabbos V'kol Min B'Vadei Mitzvah, So on Shabbos there's a mitzvah. And then the last thing we left off was the Shartzian said that in the Shulchan Shlaimai, it's mashma etzem hatima hi a mitzvah yisayim ad Erev Shabbos. So my question was, what was he referring to? So I looked up the Shulchan Shlaimai and I have the Shulchan Shlaimai here, and his lashon is u'mitzvah litai mikol tavshil be'erev Shabbos u'pshita b'Shabbos. So his taket says both. He says there's a mitzvah to be tayyim called tavshil be'erev Shabbos upshita b'Shabbos, and pashit you have to taste on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Brura, when he brought these reasons, he brought the mitzvah to be tayyim kedei l'saknan, like the lashon of the El Yerabba. Why do you have to taste it erev Shabbos? Just to make sure it's good. Shabbos, says the Mishnah Brura, the Shulchan Shlaima says you should taste everything Shabbos. That's a mitzvah. In the Shartzion, on the Erev Shabbos, which the Mishnah Brura himself only brought the reason, Kedei L'saknan, so he writes that the Shulchan Shlaima is mashma, they didn't even Erev Shabbos, is the Tima itself is a mitzvah, not just Kedei L'saknan, because he put them together. I don't know why the Mishnah Brura of Manavshach. Like, in Mishnah Brura, he clearly doesn't want to say that there's stam a mitzvah Erev Shabbos to taste everything. What's the reason? So I don't know why in the Shartzion he felt that he had to tell us that. But Lemaisa, there are taka two Shulchan Shlaimas. There's the Shulchan Shlaima the Shartzion's bringing about Erev Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to be tayyim. And on that, the Mishnah Brura in Mishnah Brura says the real reason is to make sure it tastes good. Kedei l'saknan. If you need some spices. And then there's the Shulchan Shlaima says, on Shabbos, Avad is a mitzvah to be tayyim from every tavshil. That's Kavod Shabbos. So Memela, and that the Mishnah Brura, that the Mishnah Brura does bring down, that Tima b'Shabbos mikol min bevadai hi mitzvah. Okay, so that's Miyash of that. Okay, we're up to Sif Katan Gimel in the Mishnah Brura. The Mechaber had said that even if a person has many Avadim, still, he should be mishtadel to do something l'kavod Shabbos. L'hachin ba'atzmai. Why? Says the Mishnah Brura Sukkot and Gimel. The mitzvah is kavod Shabbos mutal kol adam. The mitzvah of kavod Shabbos is a chiyuv on every person. K'dichsiv v'karasa l'shabbos oyneg l'kdoish Hashem mechubad. So there's a mitzvah that every person should be mechabed as a Shabbos. U'mitzvah boi yoyzeh mi'bishluchai. So mitzvah boi yoyzeh mi'bishluchai. So therefore, even though you have kama avadim, a person should be mishtadel to do the mitzvah himself. V'huadim b'chol ha-mitzvah sinse b'yoysim b'bishluchai. And of course, by says the Mishnah Brura, by all mitzvahs, we have this idea of mitzvah b'yoysim b'bishluchai, v'ayin b'yaralacha. And he says, look in the b'yaralacha. If you look at the Shartzion here in Sivkot and Tess, he writes, what do you mean mitzvah b'yoysim b'bishluchai? V'nira, d'lo shayich b'zeh loymar mitzvah shiyuchal laseh de'acherim ein mevatin ha-talmud afil l'zman muat. So there's another klal. There's a klal of mitzvah b'yoysim b'bishluchai. But then there's a klal that says that a mitzvah that's yuchal laseh sayideh acherim, you're not mevatil talmud Torah. These amiroim, presumably we were learning, right, l'chayra, if it was ability for someone else to do the mitzvah, so why were they mevatel? V'hacha halayucha laseh dei shluchai. Da'adif hu mimushu achar legamri. And Mishnah Brura says, if a mitzvah comes your way that someone else could do, not your shliach, someone else could do, you're not mevatel talmud Torah, kol shekein if your shliach could do it. Shliach is better than an acher, so if I can make my shliach to do it, I have my servants, they're my shluchim, so for sure I should be not be mevatel talmud Torah and have my shluchim do it. Yesh loymar, so the Shartzion says, the dafka mitzvah she'ein mutelis al gufoy. That klal is only a mitzvah that's not obligation on the person's guf. Kigoin shiyafsik be'emtza alimu leiloch ligmo chesen imeza adam. There's a mitzvah of gemilas chasadim. It's not a chiyuv personally on me to do that gemilas chasadim. Gemilas Nosadim has to be done. So b'makom she'achar acher yochal la'asisim me'atayva hi. So if someone else could do the same taiva for the guy, so then we say I'm not mevatel talmud Torah. Ma'she'enkim bazeh she'akovid Shabbos mutelis al gufay. That's the big chiddush here of the Shaar Tzion. Kovid Shabbos is not that it should get done. That's not Kovid Shabbos. If Kovid Shabbos was it should get done, so someone else will take care of it. My Yavodim, my B'nai Bayis will take care of it. Even if they're not my Shluchim, what's the difference? It gets done. It says, no, Kovid Shabbos is Mutal al-Gufay. U'memela, so now it's Mutal al-Gufay. So a mitzvah, it's Mutal al-Gufay. So after that, you're Mevatel Talmud Torah for. You have an obligation to do the mitzvah. Ah, you can get a shliach to do it. Mitzvah bo, yoysim v'bishluchay. Then you throw in the cloud. Mitzvah yoysim v'bishluchay. That's number, what teretz number one. Inami, the dafkalin yin Kovid Shabbos, amrin and kain, the chamira. So it's interesting, the Shaar Tzion wants to say a chiddush here. Maybe it's not true. Maybe when it comes to other mitzvahs, even if it's mutal al gufay, if he has a shliach to do it, let's say, I don't know, keep it up aim. L'char is a mitzvah al gufay, but let's say he could send a shliach to do it and not be mevatel Talmud Torah. So in this teretz of the Shaar Tzion, he's saying, okay, you could do both. You have a shliach, take care of it, and you'll be mevatel, and you'll continue learning. Here, Kovid Shabbos is an exception. The Kinyan Kovid Shabbos, Amrin and Kein the Chamira. Kovid Shabbos, we say that we should say mitzvah b'yoyser mi'bishluchai, and therefore you should be mevatel Torah. At the end, he says v'tzarachin. He's not so sure. So this idea here of the person be mevatel Talmud Torah. To go prepare for Shabbos. Is this an exception or is this part of the rule of all other mitzvahs, Shemutal Agufay, or not? So that's a very interesting Shaar Tzion over here.
So it's a big mitzvah for you to clean your house on Friday afternoon than ask your family member?
So one second. So the Mechaber tells us that it depends if you're learning or not. Right. I'm saying if you're not learning, so why should do the mitzvah? But the Mechaber is saying that even if you have kama vadim, you should do something, right? And even that, he didn't say you're mechuyev to do the whole cleaning, right? So you have to do some type of kavod Shabbos. The fact that there's more to be done, that seems to be as long as it's taken care of. It's a very interesting gather, this kavod Shabbos. In other words, I have to do something, and for that it's a mitzvah goofy to do something, likdash Hashem mechubad, and for that I have mevatel Talmud Torah, mitzvah yoysa mibishluchai. But all it says here, Rav Chista would cut the yarukas. It didn't say that he chopped the wood. Rav Yosef chopped the wood in his house. Everybody had a different job in their house. L'chaira, they had kama avadim l'shamshai. So, and the lashon of the mechaber was lo'achin ba'atzmei shum dover litzarche Shabbos kedei lechabdei. So it's again also very interesting gather over here. The ikar mitzvah could be done ayidei. The ikar mitzvah is it gets done as long as it's kavod Shabbos. I still have a chiyuv agufi to do something lekavod Shabbos. So it's an interesting mutal al gufay type of chiyuv here. Right, a person has to put on tefillin, it's all or nothing, right? That's mutal al-gufay. To put on tefillin, you can't make a shliach to do that, right? Here, there's a mitzvah al-gufi, but I only have to do something to be yoytzer my chiyuv, and the rest, as long as it gets done. Now, avad, if there's no one to do it, avad, you mechuyev to do it, because you have to be mechaber as a Shabbos. So it's a very interesting gather here. Okay, back to the Mishnah Berurah. Kasu asvarim. Yaharer b'tshuva yifashnesh b'maisa b'chol erev Shabbos. Person should be mahar b'tshuva, and he should think about all of his actions of the week every erev Shabbos. Ki Shabbos mikri kala malkisa ukilu mekabel pnei amelech yisbarach shemai. Veino lekablo ikishulavish bivluyei haschovois shel chalois haavoynes. So the Kala Malkisa, Shabbos is calling a Kala, is called a Kala Malkisa. So it's if the Melech is coming, and the Melech is coming, so you're going to be in all your dirty, disgusting clothing. Now, in the Ruchnius world, that's wearing all of his clothing that is Averis. So if he's Mefashish V'maisa, if he does Tshuva, so Memela, he's able to cleanse himself. Okay. Next, Halacha V'yesh. Lefano is kure achbish akarin spin vebs me abayis verb Shabbos. Person should get rid of the spider webs and the cobwebs in their house on Erev Shabbos. That seemed to That's called, he says, the Rambam says, a person has to be tzarech l'saken habayis. That's part of being misaken habayis, is getting rid of all the cobwebs. The Mishabura says this again in Reish Samach Beis, of Katan Gimel. He says again about the cobwebs over here. It seems to have been a big deal, the cobwebs. I'm not sure exactly what it is. I think in the Pesukei Teshuva, it's Apsapi Kabbalah. They're very busy with the cobwebs, these spider webs. Alpi Kabbalah. But Alpi Pashupshat, I don't know, something, I guess this was like a, must have been like a big deal in those days, cobwebs and spider webs, and that was the way, one of the big things to clean up was that. So for sure, if you got rid of the cobwebs, for sure you got to sweep the floor. A person should think in his mind, if a king would be coming to his house, how much he would be clean up the house and he would make the beds and kol shekein Shabbos Malkusa, so that, and that's a lashon of the Chayyadam. So that is preparing the house for Shabbos. Dalid, says the Mishaburah, so this was all the Amirayim, and the Mishaburah said, Mehem Yilma Kalad, the Shulchan Aruch said, everyone should learn from them and shouldn't say, Le'efkoi Mekvoidi, it's a pegam in my covet to do these menial jobs. No, Zehu Kvoidi, he says, Shemechabit is a Shabbos. So Mehem Yilma Kaladam, says the Mishaburah, Hainafilu Achashu B'yaisa, Kalad means even the most chash of a person, because you're learning from the Amirayim. Ubiprap B'yami Maksarim, especially on short days. Because there, it's not just the COVID thing. There, it might not get done. Umikol shekein kesheroya shekvar usamach l'shabbos, she'oz umichuyev lasek b'chol koichai. Then you don't get away with just chopping some vegetables. If it's close to Shabbos and it's not happening, you're mechuyev lasek b'chol koichai. Get it done. Barisi anshe maisa g'doyle teira, she'hoyu mechabdin habayis v'atzim yomim maksarim. Says the Mishabura, I saw Anshei Maisa Gedoy Leitaira, that they would sweep the house on the short Fridays. Gedei Shleis Chal Shabbos. There's more than just covered Shabbos here. There's a problem that if there's not enough time, the people who are preparing, the ladies, the family, are going to do it after Shabbos, and that's going to be Chal Shabbos. So you have an obligation to do it, not just out of the covered Shabbos, that it should happen, that there shouldn't be Chal Shabbos. V'zeu Chiyuv Gomer Al Kol Adam. That's already of Gomra Kol Adam. The Maishna the Ainlay Mishayachin Aisha Shliach Ainlay Panai. What's the difference if there's no one to prepare, so you're mechayev to prepare? Or if the Shliach doesn't have enough time, you also have to prepare. That's the equal. Just because you sent the Shliach doesn't absolve you of it happening. You say, well, I did my part, and the Shliach just didn't have time, so we're okay. No, if the Shliach doesn't have time, so finished. You gotta make sure that it happens. Kizahu Kvaid, Kizehu, I'm sorry. This is going on the Ramah. V'yesh lahashkis hasakin b'erev Shabbos. You should sharpen the knife. So the Ramah says, Kizel mi kovet haShabbos, shemeichin atzmi la'achila. That's part of it. You're getting things ready for eating. So he says, Mishabur and Sivkatan Heyu, v'sifri masach le'akra. The Sifri says, we have an asmachta on a pasuk that says, v'yadata kisholam alecha. You should know, and you should make sure that there should be peace in your house. The Sifri says, how do you make sure there's peace in your house? Make sure you have a sharp knife. Again, if you didn't have a sharp knife, so they're going to come and start to cut the bread, right? And in those days, everything was sour bread, right? So, man, ever try to cut a sour bread? Nowadays, we know finally what it means, right? That's why I don't have sour bread, because you can't cut the thing, right? You need one of these, you need mamash achalif, right? So this lechaira, I would think that v'zman hazeh, this Ramah came very negeya again. You know, for a long time was a negeya. You didn't need such a sharp knife to cut through things. Now you're talking to need a real sharp knife. So whatever it is, you need a sharp knife. And if it's not sharp, so it becomes, you know, you get upset. People get upset. This is, you know, you need the tools of the trade to be able to eat. So memeila, that's why, that's part of kisholam alecha. So the Ramah says the reason he's bringing from the Kolboy and the Beis Yosef from the Sefer Chayilam, that's part of Kavod Shabbos. In other words, getting everything you need for the meal ready, that's Kavod Shabbos. And the Sefer is saying it's more than that. It's pasha to make sure that there's no stress and strife on Shabbos, there's no ketotim. Now, there's interesting there's interesting Chavis Yar here, and the reason I'm going to say this Chavis Yar is because the Bir Halacha sort of comes to Lafukiyat, as we'll see in a minute. So Chavis Yar, and when we did this in the Chayodim Shir on Shabbos, we went through the Chavis Yar also in Tshuva. The Chavis Yar, that the Shiloh of the Chavis Yar and the Shari Tshuva brings it down over here. First, before we even get to that, the Shari Tshuva in Sivkat and Gimel, he says, first of all, an interesting thing. He says that the shvitz, the sweat, that a person sweats, letzarchei Shabbos, is a skula lemechikas havoinis kemoi hadmois. It's a skula for mechikas havoinis kemoi averus, just like tears get away, a person cries over an avera, he could get rid of his averus, it's part of it. Sweating also, putting in the kaichas and sweating, has the same power, he brings from the Arizal. So now we're going a little bit more. You can't just be Yotze Zayin. Now you got to be Mitreich Harbe. That the Mishnah Berurah brings down. And here I don't think he brings down by Shabbos. But in Hilchas Pesach, he brings down that the schwitzing, now over there already, you know, you're in a hot oven, it's this, that. It's much easier to schwitz by the baking of the matzahs, right? Over there he brings down, it's for Mechikas, for Shchos Zer Levatol, it says over there, gets rid of that Aveira. So here also he says a similar thing. Then he says another thing, the mitzvah by Yosef B'Shlucha is not only Kavod Shabbos, he says, even by other mitzvahs like Sudas Bris Milah, V'chasana. And then he brings like this. This he brings the Chavis Yar. And the Chavis Yar is a tshuva in Simon Reishai. The Chavis Yar, the tshuva, he was asked by somebody who knew to play an instrument. And in those days, the musicians weren't necessarily the most mechubadika people. Right? When the last time I said this, Nakdimu was here. You know what I mean? Don't worry. It's a Vishtana Teva, I'm just saying. In those days, the guys doing the klezmers wasn't, you know, weren't the whatever. So there was a Ben Taira who knew how to play very well, and he wanted to know, should he go tak and play Bechasanas and Brismilas and things like that? Is it a Bizoyan of Kavod HaTaira or not? Or is he allowed to be Moichel on his Kavod? That was the Shiloh that we asked Chavis Yar. Chavis Yar, if I remember correctly, he said he's not so sure it's such a Bizoyan. Echdei is a Bizoyan, I think he says. But he says, I'm going to go with your Hanacha that it's a Shtikel Davar Mavuza. And Memele, he goes through a whole tshuva over there. There's a big machlokes, a Russian Rambam, by a Talmud Chacham, who it says b'salamta mehem, a Talmud Chacham who sees an Hashavas Aveda v'zokin ve'ena lefi chvoida. Zokin means a Talmud Chacham ve'ena lefi chvoida. If it's not for his kavod to start schlepping an animal through the market to do Hashavas Aveda, so the Torah patters him. It's not kavod at Torah. So Machlekes Rambam in the Rosh, could he be meichel on it or not? Could he be meichel on it? Because a Chacham shemachla kvoida, kvoida meichel. So the Rambam says, you could be Michael, and even if it's a Bizoyan, you could be Michael. And the Rosh says, no, you could be Michael on Kavod, but to be Mevazi yourself, be Mevazi Kavod HaTorah, that you can't do. So he brings this in, that's how he's going back and forth, is this a Bizoyan, not a Bizoyan? And then he goes through all different types of cases where you find that the Amiroim or Tanoim, they went and they did things that didn't seem to be Soba Kavodik, but they were Tzairich HaMitzvah. So he brings over there, he says, the Chavis Yor says, Daf Katasha shall be Zoyin Aser. Ayin Sham the Shok of Atari, different Amiroim, one chopped wood. He brings the Rambam and the Rosh, and he says, then he says, we find the Rabbanan are not Makbid, and they build sukkahs, and they bring water, Derech Hashas, around the Matzah's Mitzvah. And they're on the Chevra Kedisha, and they dig, and they do different things. Why? Because these are called the Tzairich Mitzvah. And then he brings up so other Mandamrim, other Amiroim did different things. so this was the, and one of the things that the Chavis Yar brings is our Amiroim preparing for Shabbos. You see, they did chopping vegetables and things like that. So that's the Chavis Yar's handling. Why is that okay? And he comes out there saying, Adam Lamakam and Adam Chavera Yeshuva. So if you look at the Bir Halacha and the words Kizehu Kivoida, he says, Mamish Alam Deser. Kizehu Kivoida. The Lashon of the Mechaber was, don't say it's not my Kavod, Kizehu Kivoida. Yishe Bazeh Mashikshe B'tshuvas Chavis Yar. This is coming to answer the Chavis Yar's question. Eich Hekilu B'chvoidam. Hagadol Kavod Abriya Shadeich Leiseh Shabbatayra. Means Rabban, whatever. Lochein ka'amar, so the mechaber is answering the question. Well, you want to know how they could be makel in their kavod? Lochayra, it should be tali in this homach like this. No, dizel kivaydam. This is not a pigia in their kavod. This is their kavod. She'oisik b'mitzvah, b'atzmai b'mitzvah. A person being Isaac himself in the mitzvah, v'nikar she'oisik ein l'chvayr Hashem yisbarach. That's not a pigam, that's a kavod. Hashavas aveda is going to say in a minute. David HaMelech is dancing away, and right, and his wife Michal is upset at him. Yamamish mevazi yourself in front of the shvachas. Who does such a thing? He says, "What am I doing? Adarabba, this is covered for the Rabbanu Shalayla." Mashen came him ain't a nicker. That's because it's nicker you're doing. But let's say it's not nicker. Guys walking through the street with a sheep and doing bizyan. No one knows for sure it's Hashavah. They don't know what he's doing. That's a chilul and kvayt hamechacham, and therefore it's us. That's the prima godim. V'roitz aloymar she'ena kol yoidim shu'oisik b'mitzvah. The difference is it's not nicker that he's doing the mitzvah. Uvezem yushev hadisa b'kedushin dafayin. The Rav Nachman osik ba'atzmei b'mitzvahs ma'ikah. Shesham hu dover she'kol yoidim b'eishu'oisik shu mitzvahs Hashem. Over there, the Gemara says over there that Rav Nachman, Psalm Meiser, Rav Nachman called Rabbi Yehuda to a din Torah. And Rabbi Yehuda said, "Should I go?" I think he went to Rav Huna. He said, "Should I go?" Rav Huna said, "Really, you're bigger than him. There's no reason you should go." Because he called somebody a Rasha or an Eved or something. He called somebody an Eved or something like that. So he said, "You should go." But Lamaisi, he says, "Rav Nachman is the son-in-law of the Nasi. He's chasen the Venesia. I'll cover how Nasi go to him." So he went to Rav Nachman and he sees him making a mica. So he tells him, "What do you mean? Kevin she nisman adam parnas alatzibri now do a malacha berabim." So he tried to answer him back and forth. It was a whole thing. Everything Reb Nachman said, Reb Yehuda tried to told him he's saying Narish kind of things like that. Finally, his wife came out. Reb Nachman's wife came out and said, "Listen, send him away. He's going to make, you know, he's making misgivings of you." So he asked him, "What are you here for?" He told him, "You called me to the entire." He said, "I called you." He says, "I don't know nothing compared to you." That's the whole Gemara over there. So, Frek Salamaisa, what was the Pshan Reb Nachman? Says it was a Dovrshah kol yoidim be'eshu oisik shu mitzvah Hashem. You have to know what Rabbi Yehuda's taina was, but okay. Mashen kim ba'veda be'ishu metabo ba'ina kol yodim ezeh. L'chein afilu mirtzu lachzir b'rabim v'yodim she'aveda gam kim b'chos ha'dor mezeh. Since l'maisa is not nicker, so even if he wants to do it, and he wants to be b'maydiya b'rabim, the Torah patented him from doing it because the chefza of the Eisek is not nicker that it's for a mitzvah. So that is the way the Bi'ar Loch is saying, or the Prima Godim, he's reading the Prima Godim, that the Mechaber is answering the question. Kizehu kvoidoi. Those cases when it's nicker, you're doing a mitzvah, there's no bizyanus adarab. That's kvoid shamayim. Okay, let's just last sif beis. We'll finish this. Yarbe b'basar v'yayin and mcdonis kvi yucholtai. On Shabbos, a person should be marbe and basar and yayin and mcdonis kvi yucholtai, according to what he is able to. And on that, the Mishnah Berurah says, one second, let's look back in Reish Mem Beis, if you remember. Sometimes it says, I say Shabbat Chachal. Sometimes it says, I have a little kisa daharsana. Right, there were three Gemaras over there, Mishnah Berurah said. They all say different things. And some say you have to, mamash, have the fancy stuff. That's kafi yachalta. Ayin lil sim reisha beis. Shom mevur kala pratim bazeh. It depends. The person's taking stock already, not taking stock already. Kafi yachalta makes a difference in how much it should be marve and basu yayin and McDonald's for Shabbos. And Bez Hashem, we'll stop here. And Bez Hashem, we'll continue Bez Hashem after Pesach. This is a good stopping point. And next week is next week. Bez Hashem.